Hello again, 欢迎你又回到酒馆。节目开始之前，酒馆又要宣布一个重要福利了。随着我们进阶口语课程日益成熟，有不少人会问，进阶课程每次四个多月，干货太多，加班党、带娃党有点力不从心，有没有轻量课程能在轻松的氛围中同步提升听力和口语能力呢？那经过我们的精心筹划，酒馆今天正式推出轻课《酒馆话题拓展包》，每周一杯奶茶的价格，让你熟悉的资深外教主播陪伴你，在聊天、游戏和各种开脑洞中拓展节目话题，还附送酒馆学习合伙人讨论环节，带你大胆开口练。该课程仅对酒馆社群成员开放，还没有加入社群的小伙伴们，请添加小助手的微信号入群。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG2，LULU 就是露露 ，XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，最后一个数字二 ，LULUXJG2。添加小助手后，直接回复拓展包三个字，就可以得到包课链接了。第一期的轻课主播安兰和 James 在这里等你，不见不散哦。Now, on with the show. Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话美国。Hello again, Brett.
Hello.
So in this episode, I thought we'd talk about something, again, more related to, let's say, working with your hands or tech related.Since that's what you're into, you're actually doing another degree in mechanical engineering?
Electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering. Okay, so you're quite the engineer. So I am going to ask you about shop class. For those of you who are listening, if you watched enough American TV shows or movies, you probably have seen shop class or at least heard people talking about shop class.This seems to be a specific class. It's more like a DIY working with your hand class in middle school.
Yep, it starts in middle school. Usually they don't start it in elementary school, but usually in middle school or high school.
Mm.
In many middle schools when I was younger, all the students had to take a shop class, regardless of whether you're a boy or a girl. Everyone had to take this class.
So it's compulsory. Everyone had to take it.
Yes.
And how frequent is this class? Is it like once every week or?
If I remember correctly, we met at least twice a week. I think maybe three times a week.
Three times a week when you said in middle school. So that would be what, 12, 13?
Yes, I was, I took my first shop class when I was 12 in sixth grade.
Three times a week. That sounds a lot. Each of these would be 1 hour sessions?
Yeah, 1 hour. I think the other days we took a music class or something like that.
Ah. So what is this shop class for? And why is it called shop class? Because the first time I heard shop class, I thought it was a class that teaches you to shop.
Yeah. Shop comes from like the word workshop. You're working in a workshop. You're in a room that has lots of tools. But basically the whole point of the class is to introduce like trade skills, working with materials like wood, plastic, and metal using.
所以有点像我小的时候那种劳动课或者手工课。But it's not really handicrafts. It's not arts and craft. It's more like...using actual tools to make things with wood, with metal.
Yep. Like, kids will have an art class where they go and they paint, they...
That's you know, more the arts and crafts.
Yeah, they make crafts and things like that. But in shop class, you know, people work with tools and actually build things. They might...
Real life problem solving.
Yeah.
Mm. And you said trade skills. Here, trade would be like...certain trades, like carpentry is a trade. 比如说木工、
right.
或者说什么别的工种。So this is trade skills.
Yeah. Within trade, we usually have a carpenter or an electrician. You know, we have more engineering type jobs, but when you're looking at someone who puts in the wiring in a house, they're an electrician.
Mm.
And so they'll learn a trade.Construction work is usually a trade, like not doing the basic construction work, but maybe driving the crane or something like that.
So it's like a specific skill、
mm-hmm.
that's needed. Okay. Why would shop class be mandatory or compulsory when you were growing up? I'm not sure now, but what was the logic behind it?
Well, most people didn't go to university. It would maybe be half of the students went to university.The other half of the students would actually go out and have a trade. And so usually by the time you were done with high school, you should have the ability to have a basic understanding of one of these trades. So you could go off and be an apprentice.
It's more vocational education, 职业教育的一部分 then.
Part of it is.
Okay, what do you actually do in shop class? First of all, how big is it?
Usually it was a normal size class, about anywhere from 20 to 30 students.
And do you have a specific room for shop class, or is it just any?
It was, in my middle school, it was a very large room. It was probably about the size of 4 normal classrooms. They have large tables for people to work on their projects, and they had all the different tools that normally you would use, like an electric saw, different types of things.
电锯. So you guys were 12.13-year-olds, and you were given electric saws to work with.
Right.
And you have like a class of 20 to 30 people with one teacher? I wouldn't want to be that teacher.
Yeah, the teachers were usually a little bit more strict, and so if someone was using the table saw, they might be right there watching it while the students were using the table saw.But my teacher, he was a little bit more relaxed, you know. He would be off doing something else while a student was using the table saw.
Have you seen accidents happen?
Never with the table saw, but with, like, other things, like maybe a hacksaw. Someone cut their finger or something like that. I've never seen someone cut off their finger, but maybe just a really deep cut.
I can just paint that picture of the entire class and trying to locate someone's missing thumb. Okay, so all these tools. But what were you building?
One of the things that I built was a candy dispenser that looked like a robot. Every time you move the robot's arm, candy would come out of the dispenser. So typically it's something mechanical or something that would have like a purpose. For example, a bird feeder, but not just your typical bird feeder.One that might prevent something like a squirrel from getting into the bird feeder and taking the bird's food.
比如喂鸟的或者发糖的 like you said, it has a mechanical structure inside. So I guess this is where the real life practicality comes in. And do you get grades? Do you get graded on these finished products?
Yeah, usually as long as you followed all the criteria...Like, you had some sort of a mechanical thing on the inside that works, and you showed, like, the process of building it, then you would get an A. But if you didn't finish your project, or if you were missing something, or if you didn't have something mechanical or something that followed the rules of your project, then you wouldn't get a passing score.
Or perhaps if you are losing fingers, you wouldn't get a passing score. So, jokes aside, do you get to keep...these finished results, these machines or these things?
Most of the time you did. I gave my candy dispenser to my grandma. The other projects, though, I don't remember what happened to them. Usually you keep them. It depends on what you're doing as well. There's some clubs and things that might work in the shop and build something and then sell them and make money for like a party or something like that.
I see. So...That was all about when you were growing up. But shop class, I would imagine, with the whole technology these days, with AI, computer, with the internet, shop class wouldn't be too much up to date nowadays, would it?
Right now, a lot of middle schools have forgone the shop class. A lot of times when they're building a new school, they won't include this type of facility with inside the school itself.So a lot of schools don't have this particular class. They might have some after-school activities related to STEM, where they might do computer programming or work with 3D printers and things like this.
Remind me of STEM again. It's science, technology...
Science, technology, education...
engineering.
Engineering.
And then math.
Math, yeah.
Okay. So now it's more, obviously, up to date.And perhaps it's also because shop class can be quite costly and just the space alone.
Yeah. A lot of the higher cost programs like music and shop class have been cut in many districts just because they do cost so much. They might have music clubs and things like this or orchestra, And a lot of times, if you're in that, you have to have your own instrument already. So
schools, because they're public schools, they wouldn't pay for that.
Yeah. In the past, they would. They would have a lot of instruments, but nowadays they don't.
I see. I think that wraps up today's episode. In the advanced episode about shop class, we're going to get into this topic a bit more and talk about gender gaps, perhaps, and also the role of design and technology in the American educational system. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.